Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
And welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Kirk and Nolan back with you for another show. Great to be back with you for another show. And as always, hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are out there listening to us, because it sure sounds like it from all the emails and the discussions and the messages coming back and forth on Instagram and Facebook. Of course, you can find us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on both those social media platforms. And you can also follow us on YouTube as well at Dirtbag Baseball Nation for our videos. Again, not all the time or whatever and that, but certainly if I feel like there's cool stories to talk about and share with you and that, that's what it's all about, from players talking about their experiences to sometimes parents talking about their journeys going through this crazy sports world, in our case, baseball, journeys with your sons and daughters, and so much more. So if you are interested in being a guest, reach out to me and get in touch with me. I'd love to discuss your story, your background, whether you're a player, a parent, a coach, it doesn't really matter. And also, if you're an inventor of a training aid that you think is valuable and can be a difference maker in the game, or already is a difference maker in the game, we'd love to talk to you as well about it, because that's what it's all about. It's all about being dirtbags, and it's, as we say, every week and all the time, and you guys as well. It's always about getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty. So, obviously, this week, Nolan and I are going to be talking about a lot of stuff, because there's always a lot of stuff, but there's certainly, we're getting to the end of May, and there's a few teams out there, Nolan, that we've talked about that really truly are starting to get down to some pretty serious crunch time on making decisions. I don't know if they'll pull trades yet, but they got to start hammering the phone lines for sure, because before you blink an eye, it's going to be the end of July, and you're going to be out of time. So we'll talk about those teams. We'll talk about kind of our ideas on you know, how the MVPs are looking in both categories, some of the speculation out there. Paul Skeens running out his second game, all kinds of stuff from the past week. But, you know, and obviously teams that are playing as of today's show, we'll be talking about them as well, keeping you updated. And Nolan's got his Cardinals going right now, so I'm sure he'll be poaching in with that as well. So anyways, make sure you settle in. Get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
We all know that Memorial Day weekend is the official, unofficial start of summer, which means time to stock up on sunny day essentials. So, of course, I went to Kohl's to check out their savings. Get this. I saved $10 because I spent over $25. I earned $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 I spent, and I found great prices on swimsuits, the perfect patio finds, and fun toys for the backyard. Ah, sweet, sweet summertime. And Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end May 27th. Some exclusions apply. Toys, coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to kick things off tonight and get started?
Yeah, I mean, O'Neal Cruz, a guy that we haven't really talked about too much this year. Last night alone, all right, becomes the first major league player to have 2 balls batted at over 120 miles an hour since the like exit velocity tracking error began. And I mean, two of his hits last night, his first one 121.5 miles an hour, his second one 120.4 miles an hour, falls, and then he had his another at bat where he hits a ball 116.8 miles an hour. Like, the dude obviously is just a big SOB, right? Tall kid, lanky, got good arms, like good long arms, I'm saying. So he gets that natural extension on it. But my goodness, man, watching that guy stick it from the left side, like his bat speed is very impressive. And obviously when you're generating that sort of velocity off the bat, like that's your Giancarlo Stanton type numbers. And now I get that O'Neal Cruz, he's put on like close to it numbers before, but I've never seen him hit a ball like he was doing it last night. Like when you're barreling it up, and you're hitting it at 120 miles an hour, as a fielder, you don't even have time to react to that, right? Like, that ball's on you so quick. I'm saying as an infielder. And, I mean, thankfully, neither of these were hit at guys. They were line shots over top of people's heads and stuff like that in between holes. But you're just looking at it like, man, that is the definition of barrel. Obviously, a super exciting young kid for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Last year, obviously, tears his Achilles right at the start of the year, tore his meniscus. I can't remember which one it was.
The ankle injury.
Yeah, and ruined his whole year. But, I mean, this year, obviously, he's come back and he's looked good. Obviously, the spring training that he had where he had 20 bombs in 10 games, it seemed like. Like, everything he was hitting in spring training was a home run. So, I mean, this is a great sign for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, no question. It's a great sign for O'Neal Cruz, too, right? Because he's been stuck behind that other Cruz that's a shortstop and turning into a legend in his own right, right? So, yeah, he finally gets a little bit of FaceTime, O'Neal, over Ellie. You're so used to hearing Ellie that you automatically, all you see is Cruz, and then you're thinking, oh, my God, something else that Ellie's doing, but great for O'Neal. And obviously he's settling in. Obviously he's trusting himself a lot more, feeling stable on that ankle and getting rolling. And like you said, I mean, this is the kid that we talked about, you know, 2-3 years ago coming up as a laser beam missile hitting machine, obviously a laser beam, 100 mile an hour arm, starting to put it together. And that's good. I mean, maybe you got the motivation from Paul Skeens, Nolan, but whatever's happening. I mean, obviously Pittsburgh's struggling a little bit now, and they're not ready to really jump things yet. But when you can start putting those pieces, you know, Ke'Bryan Hayes, if he can settle back in again, Brian Reynolds hasn't been quite as strong over the stretch since signing the contract, but he's still a very serviceable player. And, you know, like you said, good for O'Neill Cruz, good for the Pittsburgh Pirates, especially with Skeens and the other pieces starting to fall into place.
Yeah, and then jumping over, I mean, a couple of guys like Gunnar Henderson, obviously right now, he was riding the 4-game home run streak before the game that got delayed between last night and this morning, earlier this afternoon. His streak just breaks, and Rafael Devers, obviously his streak just broke at 6 games. Consecutive games with a home run, I'm talking. But Rafael Devers, right? You're thinking about the history of the Boston Red Sox and some of the prolific sluggers that they've had. First player in Boston history to have 6 straight games with a home run. I thought that was an incredible stat. Like, I'm going back and I'm just thinking of guys from my generation, right? So I got Manny Ramirez, you got David Ortiz, Kevin Youkilis, Mike Lowell, like some of those power guys. I mean, Veritek, I don't think he could really run into 6. Obviously, Pedroia, great player. Not really you're thinking of him in terms of a power guy. Mookie Betts, JD Martinez, guys like that. You could go on and on, right? And then obviously there's the older Ted Williams those guys. But Yaz, exactly. But yeah, no, like you're thinking about it, right? Like that's The Red Sox have such a long history. And for Rafael Devers to break a Boston Red Sox record 6 straight games of the home run, like that to me, I thought was an incredible stat line from the past week. I mean, kudos to him. Obviously, he had a slow start to the year by his own standards. But I mean, you want to talk about a guy that is probably about as, in my opinion, in today's day and age of baseball, as close to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. as you can get. That would be Rafael Devers. I know that some people out there are going to say that that's a stretch, but you watch some of this guy's pitches that he can hit. Like, he's hitting curveballs that are bouncing off the dirt 395 feet down the right field line. Like, the kid's got incredible power, goes all ways. I mean, it makes sense for him to be the guy that that sets the record to me.
Yeah, absolutely. As a baseball fan or whatever, and I just love the energy he brings too. And obviously the last couple of years, I mean, it's been tough to go through that. You forget he's still a young player. But it's nice to see him settling back in. It's nice to see the Red Sox doing well again around him. I think Tyler O'Neill has helped that out a little bit and stuff like that. But it's just good to see. I mean, the guy smiles all the time. He's having fun all the time. And it gets unnoticed a lot or whatever. And that you kind of forget because you lose Bogaerts, you lose Betts. Before that, you lose Sale this year, you lose some pieces around there and stuff like that. He's a fantastic player. You said Vladdy Guerrero. I mean, I look at him as a Jose Ramirez too, a little bit or whatever and stuff like that as well. I mean, obviously he's not a switch hitter like Jose, but you know, that type of a player for that team right now and stuff like that. So it was fantastic to see him run those off for them for sure. And they're playing a big series right now against Tampa Bay, right? So to keep that going through them, good for him, man. I love seeing him playing like he is again. Just fantastic.
Another one of the most underrated players in all of baseball, Ketel Marte, extends his hitting streak up to 20 games entering today's action. I mean, that's a guy that really is not talked about enough in the public media spectrums, especially for baseball. Like, he's not your superstar flashy player by any stretch of the imagination. But like I said, man, he's probably one of the most underrated players in all of baseball, right up there with a Jose Ramirez. Like, those guys in realistic, like what they actually produce compared to kind of what people see them as, like, they are so far above and beyond what like the average expectation is. Now, I get that Jose's been in the league long enough that people have kind of been aware that he's no longer in Francisco Lindor's shoes, right? Like, he's basically the guy in Cleveland. Obviously, Josh Naylor this year is having a fantastic year. Andrés Giménez just got his 30th RBI. So, I mean, he's having a fantastic year as well. But, like, I'm looking at it, right? Like, Ketel Marte, man, 20-game hitting streak. Obviously, excellent hand-eye-back coordination. Yeah, I mean, 20 games is not an easy thing to do. Heck, 5 games in the major leagues isn't an easy thing to do, especially this year with the averages at, what, 240 or something like that all across baseball. Good for you, KTEL.
Yeah, small market teams, right? You kind of remember that they're valuable to their teams, so valuable to their teams. Obviously, Jose Ramirez is a little more consistent. KTEL was a little bit off last year in that, but at the end of the day, he's so valuable to them. They also moved him around the outfield, infield last year, kind of like the Mookie Betts thing. I mean, Diamondbacks need that guy. You know what? He leads that. And it's great to see him doing that again because, and that's the problem, right? Again, small market clubs, you kind of forget about those clubs. They kind of get lost. You're aware of those guys all the time, but all of a sudden you blink. And like you said, all of a sudden, 20 game hitting streak, really? Wow. How come it's not talked about? How come we don't hear about it more?
The Arizona.
Exactly
effect.
Right. The exactly. Arizona There's effect. A guy that can hit home runs, hit for average, RBIs, runs, steal bases, play great defense. Hey, you know what? Share the love, man, a little bit for these guys because they're good, good, good players. And watch them all around. They're good players if you're out there, dirtbags. Take the time, man. Don't forget on these guys, man, because you should aspire to play like them. There's no question.
Then, yeah, just one last thing, dirtbags, that I want to talk about before this first segment's over. Obviously, the Adley Rutschman streak right now with the Cardinals and Orioles game currently being postponed or delayed is in jeopardy. But, I mean, we'll find out later tonight, obviously, as the game continues. But, I mean, they haven't been swept in 2 years since he's been up. So right now, I think that's a big storyline to follow. But we'll be right back here after the break, dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, you were talking about the Adley Rutschman effect before the break. I'll just wrap that up. I was thrown right off. I honestly did not know that streak. 2 years since he's called up, and they've never been swept the Orioles other than the playoffs last year. That's crazy.
Yep. The last time people, just so people can kind of understand and put this into perspective, the last time the Detroit Tigers were swept, this being said, on the road, was at Comerica Park, May 13th through 15th of 2022. Obviously, the Orioles are playing in St. Louis right now. They lose game one, 6-3. And then, yeah, they lost game two, 3-1. That was kind of the postponement game that basically they played half of it last night, half of it today at 12 o'clock. Then, yeah, I mean, obviously, this game going on right now, it's 3-0 the Orioles going into the bottom of the fourth, but they're currently in a weather delay. So, I mean, yeah, you want to talk about that, like, that alone is one of the most mind-blowing stats of all time. Like, 2 years without being swept in baseball is an absolutely insane category. And it's not even like it's not including two-game series, because it's including two-game series as well in this. Like, you think about that. That is absolute insanity. Two straight years of not being swept.
Really is. Like, that's... I'm blown away by that. I really honestly am, Dirtbags. Like, that is phenomenal, Nolan, that can happen. So let's stay on that type of stuff, right? They're starting to talk a little bit later in the season that I know we want to talk about the teams that are in the crunch right now. But let's talk about MVPs at this point in time for the American League and the National League a little bit, guys that are up there. So you got Juan Soto. You've got, I think, Judge is in there a little bit. You got Bobby Witt, Gunnar Henderson, and Kyle Tucker. Bobby Witt, for example, had nearly 900 feet and two home runs last night for the Kansas City Royals. Another win in there.
Leads the American League for WAR.
What are you thinking on that? I know they're talking Kyle Tucker because he's leading home runs and the Astros are starting to catch a little bit of fire and closing ground. And, you know, talk to me about what you're thinking out of that group on the American League side right now.
Don't have to talk too much. I said it at the start of the year. He was my AL MVP. Plain and simple. That's it. I don't even have to dive into this. You take one look at Bobby Witt. He leads the American League for WAR. Right? The Kansas City Royals, nobody predicted them to be a playoff team at the start of the year. Right? 100%. I said that they were going to win the AL Central. They win the AL Central to me. No, let's be honest. I don't even know how many people had them as a playoff team. They had them as a dark horse wild card team. I said outright they were going to win the AL Central. I said that he was going to be the MVP. I mean, still technically, if you want to put Salvi Perez in that category for AL MVP, you can, because he's leading catchers in majority of offensive stats, hitting 350. Like, he's having a phenomenal year too. But I'm just going based off of WAR, which is what they've pretty much been doing for, what, past 6-7 years now, I guess? Maybe even a little bit longer for who's winning the MVP. Bobby Witt Jr. is leading Gunnar Henderson by 0.1 point. He's at 3.1, and Gunnar Henderson's at 3.0. I haven't wavered off my pick of Bobby Witt Jr. being MVP.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I look at it, and I mean, obviously Soto's a perfect fit in there with the Yankees. Back doing Soto-like stuff or whatever, and no disrespect at all to him, but exactly right. That Gunnar Henderson, no disrespect to Kyle Tucker either, but Gunnar Henderson and Bobby Witt, like, wow.
Well, I'm looking at the lineups too that Juan Soto and Kyle Tucker are in.
Yeah,
sure, the Astros aren't having a prolific year. Last year, Kyle Tucker was my AL MVP pick. Obviously doesn't win AL MVP, but had a fantastic year. Kyle Tucker, he's not surprising anybody now that he's a fantastic MLB player. Hands down, one of the top 10 currently playing in the American League. Hands down. And then you go over to Juan Soto, right? Juan Soto is protected by, fortunately for the Yankees, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Anthony Rizzo, all are healthy.
Yep.
Like, have fun. You're going to get pitches to hit in both of those lineups. Like, I get that Tucker's in sandwiched kind of in between Alvarez and Bregman. But it's still like, man, like they still have to pitch you. When I'm looking at Kansas City's lineup, yeah, I get the Bobby Witt's batting in front of Salvi. But it's like I can still pitch around Salvi because Salvi has enough holes in his swing. Now, that being said, this year, obviously, the year that he's had is fantastic. So you can't really pitch around him too much. But still, end of the day, it's like, grand scheme of things, I can still pitch around Bobby Witt, but then I have to worry about him stealing second base and third base. He's exactly not Ellie De La Cruz, but he got 49 stolen bases last year and 30 bombs.
And he works it on defense, too.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, so that's just it. But, yeah, if you want to say Gunnar Henderson in there as well, you can, absolutely. Gunnar's protected, not to the same extent as Soto and Tucker, obviously. But, I mean, he's still got his Adley Rutschmans. He's still got his Anthony Santander, Ryan Mountcastle, depending on the matchup. Like, he's still got a good lineup around him. Gunnar, the year that he's having, obviously incredible. He's at, what, 16 bombs and 40-plus RBIs. So I'm not knocking Gunnar. I'm just saying I'm not wavering on my Bobby Witt Jr.
National League. Betts, Ohtani, Osuna. I mean, there's three guys that jump out at you and stuff like that. You're not even putting Freddie Freeman in that list yet. You know, there's Ellie De La Cruz, obviously.
No, talk to me about see, here's them. The thing. Ellie can't be in there. Ellie can't be in there. No disrespect to Ellie. No disrespect to Ellie. He can't be in there. The Cincinnati Reds have not even come close to living up to the expectations of this year.
Okay.
Like I think a lot of people out there had them winning the NL Central. I believe I had them winning the NL Central this year. They were a promising young up and coming team. Obviously, the numbers that Ellie has put up this year, in terms of his stolen bases and his power output and everything like that, sure, he's having a great year. Average isn't necessarily there. Like, I'm looking at him, Mookie Betts to me is it's like, if I want to compare Mookie Betts this year to Paul Goldschmidt in 2022, you know what I'm saying?
Right now there's no
even argument that Mookie Betts isn't the MVP. He's got a 3.5 WAR. He's playing shortstop now this year for the first time in his career. His numbers still look great defensively. Offensively, obviously, the stuff that he's doing is typical Mookie Betts stuff. I would say incredible, but I mean, he's Mookie Betts. We've come to expect this out of him, and that's not a knock. It's literally just praising him even further, just saying, hey, listen, like, this year he's just taking it to another level. Like, Freddie Freeman, Shohei Ohtani. Ohtani, you can write him off too because he's a DH. Ohtani literally has to pull Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa season. He's got to hit 70, and he's not hitting 70.
And that's my thinking at this point in time too. Make no mistake about it, Dirtbags. I've got Ohtani on my fantasy team, and I've always had him. Right from the beginning, I've got him, luckily enough, or whatever, and stuff like that. And yeah, he's number one in fantasy right now, but exactly right. I mean, you got Freddie Freeman behind you, doubles machine, hasn't taken off yet, but you know that's going to happen. He just started heating up this week again. Ohtani protects Betts for sure, but Betts is still, at the end of the day, he's done this over and over and over as much as Ohtani has done over and over with the hitting. And now, exactly right, you mix in the fact that he's mixing in shortstop now, Betts and everything else. Again, no disrespect to Marcell Ozuna, doing amazing for the Braves this year. Really carrying him a lot because Olsen hasn't really caught fire. Riley's out right now. Okuna's hit and miss, hasn't got the average going. Albies isn't doing anything right now. I mean, that's for me. That's for me right there. There's no question about it.
And here's, absolutely. And here's the crazy thing, right? We're not even talking about the best team in baseball having an MVP caliber player.
I know.
And that's no disrespect. Like, I still have Bryce Harper as one of my top five in the NL MVP.
Well, but he's sliding there now. He's starting to get the trajectory going.
No, exactly. No, he's going to catch. He's going to catch them by the end of the year because they're going to be probably the best team out of the regular season. As of right now, they are. They're 35-14 through 49 games. Like, it's an incredible team. He's got good protection around him. Obviously, no Trey Turner. But I'm still just saying, hey, like, the year that Mookie Betts is having right now is shades of Paul Goldschmidt in 2022, where Paul Goldschmidt from May 1st until basically September 1st was a legitimate triple threat candidate or triple crown candidate, sorry. And I mean, he was your front runner MVP for the entirety of that season. And he didn't waver on it. So that's why I'm kind of saying, hey, like Mookie Betts would have to literally fall off the face of the earth for about a month and a half straight for him not to be the number one unanimous MVP this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you go back to the Philadelphia Phillies and stuff like that. And I mean, we've talked about it before. Let's talk about it again for the last couple of minutes of this segment. And you know, Suarez just keeps going. Another 10K game last night or whatever. And that, what is he?
9-0 and 10 starts with a 1.31 ERA.
1.31, man. And he went against Johnny Gray of the Texas Rangers last night. That's having his own great year. Now, he did have to get pulled after five innings or whatever and stuff like that. At 75 pitches, there's a bit of a, they're getting an MRI to check the groin area and stuff like that. So hopefully it's nothing too significant. That's all Texas needs is another one like that. But my God, Suarez, and he's doing it with like about a 92 mile an hour fastball. So there you go, dirtbags. It's not all about velocity. It's about pitching. It's about pitching. That's what you're seeing the Philadelphia Phillies do this year. They're trusting themselves. Yeah, they got the Wheeler and the Nola. Nola doesn't get it up there that high either, whatever, and that Wheeler does. But, I mean, my God, they're on fire right now. They're just.
It's an automatic team. It's an automatic team.
What a combination.
Right, that's
offense,
just it.
Defense, pitching. Unbelievable. And like you said, that's without Trey Turner, too.
Yeah. No, Ranger, Ranger, you can't go wrong if that's who you're picking for the National League for your Cy Young. Right now, the Cy Young, yeah, I think it's the biggest debate in the National League.
Well, that's why I'm avoiding it tonight or whatever and that, because it is. It is. I mean, both sides of the table, the American League and the NL. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second, and we're going to answer your curtain call questions. So stay tuned.
Set your alarm. Memorial Day doorbusters are here at Lowe's. Save big on a Master Forge 3-burner gas grill for just $99. Plus, save over $500 on a Whirlpool top-load laundry pair, now only $896. Beat the rush for these limited-time deals before they're gone. Because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 5/27. Appliance offer valid on items 782472 and 670009. Price includes all discounts while supplies last.
This is sponsored by Burger King. Burger King is turning 70 on June 1st and wants to celebrate with you. In honor of this milestone birthday, have it your way with sweet deals for members of the free Burger King loyalty program, Royal Perks. Members will have access to 7 days of daily exclusive digital offers like a free hamburger and free original chicken sandwich with purchases of 70 cents or more, beginning on May 28th and running through June 3rd. Among the digital deals, Royal Perks members can enjoy a medium, ice-cold Coca-Cola soft drink for free with a purchase of 70 cents or more on Thursday, May 30th. Royal Perks members can also celebrate with a $6 birthday meal featuring a flame-grilled Whopper Jr., small fries, small soft drink, and the all-new birthday pie slice for just $6. To learn more about all of the BK birthday offers and to get in on the party, including playing an exclusive game on the BK app, download the Burger King app and sign up for Royal Perks today. Price and participation vary. U.S. only. Terms apply. See bk.com/terms.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You find.
Now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center, next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly, B21. What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank God. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans for $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Huh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Aww.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. As we said before the break, time for the curtain call questions. So, again, thank you so much for sending them in to us. And you can always send those in to us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook or Instagram. Be sure to follow us on that. DM me, and we'll try our best to get them on the air for you and stuff like that. Or, like we always say, I mean, if it's a training question, hey, we'll talk about it off air. We'll talk about it privately with you. Anything you need answered, we'll try our best to do it, because that's what it's all about. All about. So, Nolan, we talked about it at the top of the show. So question number one, it's getting to that crunch time. It's hard to believe the end of May, but there's a few teams out there that got to start, if they haven't already started to make some serious decisions on player movement, what to do, what team am I, what they look at. I don't know where you want to start, what team jumps out at you, but I'll let you go ahead.
So here's the thing, right? Cincinnati Reds this year, dead last in the National League Central. They're 20-28. With that team currently the way that it's set up, I don't think there's anybody that's getting moved off of that team. Bunch of young players, right? They'll trade away their veteran guys that are kind of on the 1 years left on their contract. But I don't really think there's anybody there that's going to blow you away, right? So then you get the NL Center or NL East. Obviously, you have Philly and Atlanta. Like, I'm looking at it, Philly, grand scheme of things right now, what do they need? Nothing. So I don't really consider them a buyer. Atlanta, they just need their players to get hot. Like, Chris Sale is a phenomenal pickup for him. Obviously, the year that he's had has been amazing for him. Like, no one was expecting him to come back the way that he's came back this year. So Atlanta right now, don't get me wrong, they're a buyer team. But what do they need to buy at this moment besides their own internal players getting hot, right? And Austin Riley obviously coming back. Then I get looking at it, right? So you got Washington. Washington's obviously going to be a seller come the deadline. They're 21-27. Miami, they've already said that they're open for a fire sale. But Miami, like, I don't know, man. And here's the thing, right? There's going to be people out there that say that they want a Jazz Chisholm player on their team. But it's like, what does Miami actually ask for to trade Jazz Chisholm? Like, Miami's probably wanting way too much for what Jazz Chisholm actually is. Like, Jazz Chisholm's shown potential to be a good player, if not a great player, all-star caliber player in the MLB. But it's like, over the grand scheme of things, like, he's league average, a little better than league average, good player. So I don't know. Miami's an interesting one. Bunch of young pitchers, though, down there. So, I mean, they're, of course, going to be a hot commodity if they do end up deciding to sell. Then I'm going out to the NL West, right? Surprisingly, the NL West, only the Dodgers are above.
Let's stay with the East, though, because you missed the Mets. What do you think with the Mets?
Well, the Mets are going to trade like a JD Martinez, right? They'll trade a guy like that. They'll trade a couple of their other guys. Pete Alonso, I don't know what they do with Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso, they should trade him, but we've seen crazier things, right? Like Steve Cohen. I don't know. I mean, Steve Cohen's still gung-ho on trying to re-sign the guy. I think he's going to test free agency because he's a Scott Boras guy. But I don't know. Like, if I'm Cohen and I get a good enough offer, and of course there's going to be good enough offers for Pete Alonso, I'd take it. Without question.
For sure.
But what message does that send to, like, your Francisco Lindor and guys like that, that upped on these big contracts a few years ago?
With the money that he has, Cohen, though, I think you got to trade him, get as much value as you can, and you can always pay the most for him if you want him back.
No, I agree. Yeah. If they have a handshake deal basically worked out under the table, hey, listen, we're trading you, but we're going to re-up you on a 10-year $400. Like, I don't think he's going to get $400 million, but I'm just saying something stupid like that, right? Then, of course, if you're Pete Alonso, you're like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but, I think so, for sure. For sure. So, okay, let's go to the West. Who do you got in the West? What do you see happening?
So you got the Dodgers. Obviously, they'll be a buyer, same as every other year, 33-18, running that division pretty easily. And the Dodgers have some holes that they could fill. Obviously, Teoscar Hernandez has done a fantastic job for them. Their big three in Shohei, Freddie, and Mookie Betts, all three of them are still rolling. Will Smith, obviously, doing a fantastic job behind the plate. I don't know. I mean, realistically, they have so much depth that they can do whatever they want to, right? And they have more money than God that they can do whatever they want to. So, I mean, obviously, they're going to be a buyer at some point. It's going to be interesting. Obviously, they'll go out and they'll acquire their bullpen guys. Like, I don't really see them needing a frontline starter right now. Tyler Glass now, knock on wood, still healthy. Yoshinobu Yamamoto has really settled in to becoming a major league pitcher. Obviously, yep. You have your young bucks that just need to get healthy. Clayton Kershaw is coming back in, what, a month and a half? Right around the All-Star break, give or take. Walker Buehler is starting to come back, right? Obviously, yep. He's post-Tommy John. So, like I said, they don't really need a starting pitcher. They'll be fine that way. And then, yeah, so basically they'll go out and they'll get their bullpen arms. But the San Diego Padres are an interesting team, right? Because the Padres are 25 and 26. So I don't know what they're going to do. They're still in a wild card hunt position. And obviously they're a team that, in my opinion, was built to try and win this year again. Even though they had traded Juan Soto, they still have your Fernando Tatis, Jake Cronenworth, Manny Machado, and then, obviously, they just hired Mike Schilt, who, I mean, has good experience there as a manager. I mean, it's still a good team. They still got some arms. I think they could realistically pick up another starting pitcher or two just to mix in there with Dylan Cease and Yu Darvish just to really help them out. Michael King, obviously, was a good pickup in that Juan Soto trade. He's had a great year for him. So, I mean, they'll probably pick up their arms more so than actual bats. Obviously, they got a good enough lineup, in my opinion, to still be a competitive team. Arizona, though, Arizona's a weird one because Arizona, I don't know what they're going to do. Like, I just think that they're going to trade their veteran one-year guys. Same thing, because right now it doesn't seem like that's a playoff team, even though at the start of the year I was saying I thought that they had the best foursome for a starting rotation in all of baseball between Eduardo Rodriguez, Jordan Montgomery, Zach Gallen, and Merrill Kelly. Like, those four names alone at the start of the year, you're coming in, you're sinking, or you're thinking, okay, at this point in time, you should be at least 30 to 35 wins, somewhere in that range. But to see them only at 23 and 26 is a little surprising. San Fran, same boat, and Colorado obviously is going to be a seller.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I agree with that. Okay, let's jump over to the AL.
AL, you get the Yankees. Yankees, they'll pick up a bullpen piece. Obviously, Gerrit Cole comes back healthy. They don't really need a starting pitcher as much as we thought that they would at this point in time. They have their good veteran depth pieces off of the bench already, barring any sort of injury. I mean...
And you got the Martian just starting his rehab,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so like realistically, Dominguez, right? they're fine for their position players. Hell, if the Yankees want to go all in, right? We were just talking about Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
That would be a monumental trade. If they could somehow pull off.
But
I'm just saying, though, if you put him him in that lineup as well and somehow figured out a way how to make everything work there, yeah. Now I can't see it being an any sort of an option for him because they have Stanton as DH. You have your outfield basically set in stone. So Stanton would have to go out and play outfield on a regular basis. Anthony Rizzo, Pete Alonso, they'd split time at first base and DH, depending on the matchup and stuff. So, I mean, I can't really see it, but they'll pick up a bullpen piece or two, that'd be fine. Baltimore, same thing. Baltimore needs bullpen help. They could use another starting pitcher, in my opinion, just like another solid top-of-the-rotation arm just to help them out, because a lot of their guys are still young for major leagues. So it's going to be a matter of if their innings and stamina and everything like that can still hold out towards the end of the year. So that would be a move that I could see Baltimore making, is adding a good veteran starting pitcher. And especially with the amount of prospects that they have down in the system, they can make a big time move if they want to. Boston, realistically, they got fantastic arms and they should be sellers because I can't see them continuing to be a competitive team all the way throughout to the end of the season where they're still in the wild card hunt. Eventually, I think that they're going to start to fall off a little bit. Tampa Bay will be a seller before too long, in my opinion. Tampa Bay just hasn't looked like Tampa Bay this year, and Toronto just sucks. So Toronto should fire sale one of their big boys, whether it's Bichette or Vlady Guerrero Jr. I don't know. I still think Vlady Guerrero Jr., they should have sold him last year or 2 years ago, coming off of the MVP caliber year that he had. And then even last year, when you start to see like the decline in his numbers to the amount that it's been, he's slightly above league average, yet people evaluate him like he's his dad. Like, if they can get a haul back for Vlady Guerrero Jr., I'm doing that trade and restocking the farm.
They have to at some point. AL Central.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting one, right? Minnesota, I think, is going to be a buyer in that division. But one of those teams needs to make a move like yesterday, right? Between Cleveland, Kansas City, and Minnesota. Because none of them have really pulled away from the others. Like, yes, I get that Cleveland's two games up. Cleveland's 33-17. Kansas City's 31-19. They're two games up on KC. And Minnesota's 6.5 back, right? Minnesota's 26-23. They had a tough little stretch there, obviously, coming off of their, 13-game win streak, 14-game win streak that they were on. Detroit's going to be a seller. Chicago White Sox should be even more of a seller than they already are. And whatever they can get for Eloy Jimenez and guys like that, they'll take full advantage of it. Kansas City, Minnesota, Cleveland. Yeah, well, Crochet, I can't see them trading him.
I can't see them, but yeah, he's got to get talked about.
No,
great start against the Jays last night.
Well, that's just it. They could get premium value on Garrett Crochet, but he's still under contract for another 2-3 years. So I can't really see them. What?
You actually said an interesting one that pops into my head. San Diego Padres.
They already went to the well once with Dylan Cease.
That might be a partner with them. So, okay, let's carry on to the West.
West, you get Seattle. Seattle needs offense. No two ways about it. Seattle needs offense. They get offense to go with that pitching staff. My goodness, look out.
Okay.
That's all I have to say about that team, because like that's a good enough team to go to the World Series coming out of the AL.
I don't think Texas has anybody to really sell because everybody's injured and uncertain. Astros.
Yeah, the Astros. Dana Brown said publicly that they're not going to be sellers. Bregman, with the year that he's having, I don't even know what you get. Right now, you're not necessarily getting pennies on the dollar compared to what he was. Like, he started to heat up a little bit over the past couple of weeks and everything like that. So, yes, his numbers do look better. But trading a third baseman is a tough one because there's not a lot of teams out there that need a third baseman. But that being said, playoff teams would really, really, really value a guy like Alex Bregman, who's been deep in the playoffs
for eight years
in a row or something like that, where they've been to the ALCS or World Series.
MVP in those series too.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. He's a hell of a playoff performer, one of the greatest of all time at third base. So, I mean, his name will definitely get value. And then they'll have their bullpen pieces that they'll be able to trade. Oakland. Let's say that they're going to be sellers, but I don't think Mason Miller is going to be traded. That's a guy that I think that they're going to hold on to, even though, in my opinion, they should trade him because his value is at an all-time high, and that's what you do with relievers. And the Angels, of course, just suck. So the Angels, I don't know what you want to say. I've said that they should be fire-selling for 8 years now, and they refuse to do it. So who knows with the Angels?
There you go, Dirtbags. I hope that answered a few questions, a few minds. It's going to be interesting over these next 3 weeks for sure for a lot of these teams. It's getting close to that crunch time. So thanks for sending it in to us. You can reach us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, Instagram and Facebook. Keep sending them in. Nolan's going to be right back here in a second with his final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, time for your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought, and I hate some of the new advanced statistics that they have in baseball, like this FIP, the Fielding Independent Pitching, or whatever the heck it stands for. So a guy by the name of Mason Miller, right? Obviously, everybody knows him. We were kind of talking about him in the last segment there. Oakland A's closer, right? The stretch that he's on, I don't think people actually understand how good of a stretch he's actually on. And, like, this is honestly the most unbelievable stats that I've seen. So in his past 13 games, he's let up one hit and 47 at-bats with 33 strikeouts. In his past 15 games, he's thrown 19 innings, 40 strikeouts, no earned runs, no walks. Right? First pitcher since 1901 to do that. His FIP is negative, meaning that if the Oakland Athletics didn't score a run, they'd still win the game because he's pitching. Right? That's what FIP stands for. So his FIP is negative. He actually broke the advanced stat, meaning that if the Oakland Athletics scored zero runs, I will repeat that, scored zero runs, they would still win the game because that would mean his opponent scored negative runs. That's how absolutely insane of a year that Mason Miller is having, and especially the stretch run that he's on. More power to you, dude. Kudos. That's what I'm saying. If you're the Oakland Athletics, you should sell him because his value is literally the highest it will ever be. But
yeah, that's unfathomable. Oh, so much stuff tonight. It was just incredible from the Adley Rutschman to the Mason Miller. It just, again, that's baseball, Dirtbags. It's unbelievable. That's why you sit in and you watch every day. You don't have to watch all day, but you got to watch something to stay up with it. So, and before I wrap things up or whatever, and that, I want to give a big shout out to Mr. Bryce Harper batting 1,000 on his first proposal. I don't know if you saw it or not, Dirtbags, but he went with a young man to ask his girlfriend, the young guy's girlfriend, to the prom, and he took Bryce Harper. So how, if anybody knows how he got him to do that or work that out, I'd love to hear that story. I'd love to have them on our YouTube with Dirtbag Baseball Nation, because that's that's a great story. So, and if you haven't, I'm sure you can find it on social media there or whatever and that, look it up, Bryce Harper, Promposal. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening, being a part of the nation. It's what we do wherever you are in the world listening to us right now. We hope you're having a dirty week. We hope next week is a dirty week. Settle in and keep watching this amazing game because that's what it's all about. But unfortunately, it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.